You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
You all remember Paul's story.
你们都记得保罗的故事。
On the road of Damascus.
在去大马士革的路上。
The risen Lord.
那个升天的主。
Appeared to him.
向他显现。
And called him.
然后向他对着他说。
Dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
You don't have opportunity to see the risen Lord.
你没有机会看到升天的主。
And yet you receive the same calling that Paul had received.
但是你所收到的呼召是跟保罗所收到呼召是一样的。
Because Jesus Christ in Gospel of John chapter 6,
因为耶稣基督在约翰福音第六章的里面,
verse 44,
第44节他说,
If it's not the Father who has sent me, attract people,
若不是差我来的父吸引人,
Nobody will come to me.
就没有能到我这里来的。
Paul have absolutely no interest to be saved.
保罗对于得救一点兴趣都没有。
He's pretty much like C.S. Lewis.
他就像鲁易士一样。
If you read Lewis' story,
如果你读到鲁易士他的故事,
When he talked about his conversion,
当他说到他得救的经历,
he said, I'm kicking and screaming.
他说,我踢呀,我打呀。
I'm the last person in London who want to be saved.
我是在伦敦这个城市里面最后一个希望得救的。
I don't want it.
我不要。
But it happened.
但是就发生了。
And so is with Paul.
那保罗也是一样的。
It's God's sovereign call.
是神他自己主权当中的呼召。
This is amazing.
这个是何等的奇妙。
All of us.
我们所有的人,
before we were saved.
在我们得救之前,
we don't want to be saved.
我们不想要被得救。
We don't want to have anything to do with Jesus.
我们跟神一点, 我们跟耶稣根本不想要跟他有什么关系。
If we have problem,
如果我们有问题的话,
we don't mind he can help us.
我们不介意他可以帮我们。
But to be saved?
但是讲到要得救,
to become his?
要成为他的人,
You're kidding me.
你跟我在开玩笑。
That means I lost everything.
那就代表说我所有拥有的都我都失去了。
Nobody wanted.
没有人要这件事情的。
And yet it happens.
但是就发生了。
You were saved.
你得救了。
Paul was saved.
保罗也得救了。
How?
这怎么得救的呢?
It's by his sovereign calling.
是从神他自己本身主权里面的那个呼召。
When God called people,
当神呼召人的时候,
God had do something very interesting.
神会做一件非常有趣的事,特别的事情。
Paul used that as, when God was pleased to reveal his son in me.
保罗说是, 既然乐意将他儿子启示在我心里。
This in me.
这个在我心里,在我的里面。
If you read different translation in English,
如果你读到英文不同的翻译的话,
their times was translated revealed to me.
有的时候是向我启示。
Their times translated in me.
有的时候是说启示在我里面。
And their times translated it through me.
或者是 借着我启示,
that tells us,
这个说明到什么呢?
This Greek word,
这一个希腊文,
it actually have three aspects.
说到有三个意思。
God revealed Jesus Christ to Paul.
神把耶稣基督向着保罗启示。
That's important.
这是很重要的。
But that's not enough.
但是这不够。
God have to reveal Jesus Christ in him.
神要把耶稣基督启示在他的里面。
That's different.
这是很不同的。
You know that when people share the gospel with us,
你知道当人对我们传福音的时候,
God may reveal Jesus Christ to us.
神是让耶稣基督向着我们启示耶稣基督。
However,
但是,
even more important,
更重要的,
is God has to reveal Jesus Christ in us.
是在我们的里面, 神要将他的像把耶稣基督启示在我们里面。
If only to us,
如果只是向着我们启示的话,
we may agree,
我们也许会同意,
we may think it's a good idea,
我们也许会觉得, 这个不错, 听起来不错。
We may even join a church.
我们甚至会加入教会。
We may even get baptized.
我们甚至会受洗。
But we will not be saved.
但是我们不会得救。
We will not be a new creature.
我们不会是一个新造的人。
It's only when God reveals His Son in us.
只有当神在我们的里面将他儿子启示。
We become a new creature.
我们才成为新造的。
That's wonderful.
这个是何等的奇妙。
But even more than that,
然后更多的是,
not only reveal to him,
不只是向我们启示,
not only in him,
不只是向着他里面启示,
God have a purpose.
神有一个旨意。
That God wants Paul to preach Jesus to the Gentiles.
神要把保罗把这一个福音带给传给那些外邦人。
Through him.
是借着他传出去。
Paul was saved.
保罗得救。
But not for himself only.
但是他得救不仅仅是为了他自己而已。
Is God want to get a hold of him?
是神要紧紧地抓住他。
Then transform him.
然后把他改变。
Then use him.
然后用他。
Such that he can become a vessel of blessing to others.
以至于他能够, 保罗能够成为祝福别人的器皿。
God is a wonderful God.
神真的是一个何等好的神, 奇妙的神。
C.S. Lewis.
C.S.,路易士。
He have a biography called Surprise by Joy.
他有一个自传是叫 Surprise by Joy.
In chapter 9.
在第九章那本书的第九章里面,
He mentioned about his teacher.
他说到了他的自己的一个老师,
actually his mentor,
或者是一个一直不断带领他教导他的一个人,
他师父,
他的师父,
Kurt Matrick.
Kurt Matrick.
Kurt is a very formed atheist.
Kurt 是一个非常无神论的一个人,
坚定的无神论者。 And he is extremely famous for his logical ability.
那他非常有名的是什么呢? 是他非常有逻辑。
On top of that,
而且更多的呢?
Is his ability to debate.
是他能够跟别人辩论。
So when he mentored Louis,
所以当他在指导着这个路易士的时候,
he gave him the strict discipline.
他非常严厉地教导他。
Such that he will be able to have a strong conviction.
以至于他能够有一个非常坚定的心
to defend for the atheism，
是为着他是为着无神论而来辩论的。
Kurt never dreamed。
Kurt 从来不会想到。
Nor Louis ever dreamed。
路易士也没有从来没有想象到。
After a few years，
在过了几年之后。
God chose Louis，
神拣选了路易士
，and make him become a Christian，
他成为了基督徒
，and he became the greatest man of God in the 20th century to be used by God for defense the gospel。
他成为了在二十世纪里面，为着福音来辩论的最伟大的人。
Paul's zealous，
保罗的热心。
Paul's training，
保罗的训练。
Actually was prepared，
其实是神的预备准备。
That he will know the difference，
他能够知道什么一些东西的不同。
Between gospel and tradition，
他能够知道遗传跟福音的不同。
The supernatural gospel，
这个超自然的福音
，in spite of our past，
虽然我们有我们的过去
，can select us，
他还是可以拣选我们
，prepare us，
来预备我们。
And call us，
然后呼召我们
，such that Christ can be revealed in us，
以至于基督可以在我们里面被启示出来。
And one day God can be use us through us to preach the gospel。
然后有一天神可以用我们，借着我们把福音传出去。
And why God doing this？
那神为什么要做这件事情呢
？Verse 15 said。
第十五节说
，God is pleased，
他是乐意的。
No other reason，
没有别的原因。
The only reason，
他的唯一的原因。
In Chinese，
在中文，
我爽。I'm pleased，
I'm pleased。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姐妹们。
This is marvelous.
这个是何等的奇妙。
No reason.
没有别的原因。
God chooses us.
神就拣选了我们。
Love us.
爱我们。
Change us.
改变我们。
Use us.
使用我们。
No reason.
没有别的原因。
In the old days.
在以前的时候。
I'm a little bit disappointed.
我曾经很失望。
Why no reason?
为什么没有原因
？At least you can tell me there's something good about me。
你至少可以告诉我我的一些优点吧。
When I grow older，
当我越长越大的时候
，I come to realize，
我才发现
，No reason，
没有原因
，means unconditional，
代表的是无条件的。
And the deepest desire in our heart，
然而在我们心里深处的最深的那个盼望
，is we desire unconditional love。
我们盼望的是，我们想要得到的是无条件的爱。
Only this kind unconditional love，
只有这样无条件的爱
，can sanctify our heart，
可以洁净我们的心。
And only unconditional love，
只有无条件的爱
，is the love that we will never lose，
是我们永远不会失去的爱。
This is supernatural gospel，
这个是那一个超自然的福音。
From the second half of verse 16，
然后从第十六节的后半段。
Until the end，
一直到最后
，is talking about the supernatural of what happened to Paul after the conversion。
是讲到当保罗受得救之后那一些超自然的经历。
Second half of verse 16.
第十六节的后半段。
Straight away I consult not with flesh and blood.
我就没有与属血气的人商量。
This is supernatural.
这个是超自然的。
This is not nature.
这个不是自然的事情。
Natural men will try to consult with other people.
一般的人会试着要去跟其他的人谈谈这件事的。
But not Paul.
但是保罗没有。
He didn't consult.
他没有与属血气的人商量。
And the word he used.
那 他所用的字。
Is with flesh and blood.
是与属血气的如血与气的人商量。
This particular phrase,
这一个小句子
remind us of Matthew chapter 16, verse 17.
就提醒我们马太福音第十六章第十七节。
When Peter speaking on behalf of all the other apostles,
当彼得他代表着其他的门徒说话。
Thou art the Christ, the Son of living God.
他说你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Jesus answered.
然后耶稣对他说，
Blessed are you.
他说你是有福的，
Simon Barjona.
西门巴约拿。
Because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you.
因为这不是属血肉的，只是你的。
It is from heavenly divine guidance.
乃是我在天上的父指示的。
So on verse 16, Paul says, I did not go up to Jerusalem to those who are apostles before me.
所以在第16节的这里面，保罗说到，第十节，我没有上耶路撒冷去见那些比我先做使徒的。
Instead,
他做了什么呢？
He said, I went away to Arabia.
他说我往阿拉伯去。
And then I returned once more to Damascus.
然后他回到大马士革。
This is supernatural.
这个是超自然的。
I don't know about you.
我不知道你。
I know myself.
我知道我自己。
I don't need to see a glorious Lord Jesus Christ in shining in front of me.
我不需要见到一个发亮的这个荣耀的主耶稣基督。
If in my life,
如果在我的生命里面,
I experience something really miraculously.
我经历了一件非常非常奇妙的事情。
Do you think that I will keep it to myself.
你觉得我会就自己藏着吗？
Paul,
保罗，
he met the living Lord.
他遇见了这个活的主。
If I were Paul,
如果我是保罗的话，
the first thing I will do,
我第一件做的事，
I will run,
我就会跑，
to Jerusalem,
跑到耶路撒冷。
I will talk to Peter.
我会跟彼得说。
I will talk to Jim.
我会跟雅各说。
Guess what?
你们猜。
You only met Jesus when he is in flesh.
你们见到主耶稣基督，你只见到了属在肉体当中的主耶稣。
I met Jesus.
我遇见了主耶稣。
In glory.
他是一个荣耀的主。
And you guys haven't met him yet.
你们还没有见到他。
Right?
对不对？
We all want to show off.
我们都很爱现。
Our supernatural experience.
我们一个超自然的经历。
And yet here Paul.
但是呢，在保罗在这里。
He went to Arabia.
他往阿拉伯去。
That's a desert.
那是一个沙漠。
What do you do in the desert?
你去沙漠干嘛？
You're crazy.
你疯了吗？
You already met Jesus Christ in glory.
你已经遇到了在荣耀里面的主耶稣。
Why don't you go and not even if you don't go to boasting?
就算你不是去夸口的。
At least you can go to serve, right?
你还是可以去服侍嘛。
You can do something for the Lord.
你可以为着主做一些事情嘛。
Maybe have a big conference.
也许开一个很大的聚会。
Hey, everybody come!
让所有的人都来。
Let me tell you what Jesus told me.
让我告诉你耶稣告诉我的。
Right?
对不对？
Go to Arabia.
但是他去阿拉伯。
Be there alone.
他独自在那边。
In the desert.
在沙漠的里面。
Nobody else.
没有其他的人。
Only you.
只有你自己。
And Christ.
跟基督。
Who wants to do that?
谁会想要做这件事情？
If he go there for 3 days.
如果他去那边三天。
Well, that I can put up with.
那也许我可以，这是我也可以做的。
3 days.
就三天嘛。
3 years?
但是三年。
How many of you?
我们这里有多少的人？
You can live 3 days without your cell phone.
你可以没有你的手机三天。
You'll die.
你们都会死掉的。
Some of you may say,、oh, no cell phone is fine, I use my iPad.
有些人说没手机没关系，我有 iPad.
To be alone!
你是独自一个人的。
You and you alone!
就你一个
人。In the desert!
在沙漠的里面。
No internet!
没有网路。
How are you going to survive?
你要怎么存活？
What do you do?
你要做什么？
No selfie, right?
Selfie? Oh, 没有自拍。
You know, some young people cannot survive without posting a couple pictures every day.
你知道有一些这个年轻人，他如果每一天不放一些自己的照片在网上是不，就是不好受的。
He will die.
他会死的。
I asked one person.
我曾经问了这一个人。
Are you sure you will die?
你确定你会死吗？
He said no.
他说我不确定。
But it's worse than dying.
他说比死还惨。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
Today,
今天，
People are bombarded with activities.
每一个人都被好多好多的活动轰炸着。
We are controlled by the need of to be needed.
我们是被那个被需要的那个需要所控制着。
A children of God.
一个神的孩子。
Need to be alone.
需要能够独自在跟独自在那边。
You and Christ.
你跟基督。
This is the only way.
这是唯一的方法。
You can know Christ better.
能够让我们更真实的、更多的认识主。
You can know yourself better.
你可以更多的认识你自己。
And this is the only way you can truly dig into the Word of God.
这也是唯一你能够钻进神的话的方法。
Without solitary confinement.
没有你一个独自独立的一个时间，一个空间的。
You don't have much depth in your spiritual life.
在你的属灵的生命的里面，你是没有，不会有什么深度的。
One preacher once said,
有一个传道人这么说。
He said, I guess those 3 years.
他说他猜那三年的里面。
Paul is prepared to write the book of Romans.
保罗是在预备要写罗马书的。
We don't know.
我不知道。
But I do know one thing.
但是我知道一件事情。
When I go to heaven,
当我到天上的时候，
I will ask Paul.
我就会问保罗。
Tell me what you did in those 3 years.
你在那三年里面干了些什么？
What do you learn?
你学到了什么？
Verse 18 and 19.
第十八十九节。
After 3 years solitary.
这是在过了三年的独自的生活的里面。
Paul started to seek fellowship.
他开始去寻找交通聚会。
Paul did not go there to preach.
他不是去那个地方去讲道。
Paul did not go there to set up some conference.
他不是去那边设立一个什么大的聚会。
He is seeking to have fellowship with other brothers and sisters.
他去寻找的是跟其他的弟兄姐妹有交通。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
a balanced Christian life.
一个平衡的基督徒生活。
Is we live in front of God.
是我们可以自己活在神的面前。
We have our private time with Jesus Christ.
我们可以跟主有我们独立的私人的时间。
But we cannot only have private time with Christ.
但是我们不能仅仅就有这个私人的时间而已。
We need to have fellowship with other members.
我们需要跟其他的肢体有交通。
Paul's life was totally changed.
保罗的生命被完全的改变。
If you look at what he would do,
如果你看他所做的
from verse 20 to 23,
从21到23节。
We don't have time to go too very detail into that.
我们今天没有办法太细节的讲。
But it's not necessary.
但是这个不重要。
If you just read those couple of verses,
如果你去读那几节,
you will notice one thing.
你就会发现一件事。
There's only one thing Paul is boasting about.
保罗只有在夸口一件事。
Is his failure before.
是他之前的那个失败。
Whatever he wrote,
他所写的任何的东西
is all true,
都是真的。
It's not lie,
都不是骗人的。
No matter where he go,
他无论去到哪里
he's still the same person,
他都是那同一个人。
He have the right,
他有权利。
To boast about all the supernatural experience he had.
来对着他所有经历的那些超自然的事情来夸口。
And yet,
但是呢,
he only boasts about his weakness.
他只夸口他自己的软弱。
And he preached the truth.
而且他传讲的是那个真理。
真道。
哦,真道。
Faith.
信心
真道、
哦、真道
And his goal
而且他的目的是什么呢
His sharing
他的分享
Will bring the result
是可以带下来一个结果
Is to bring glory to God
是把荣耀归给神
Notice that?
你发现了吗?
A grow up, mature Christian's life.
一个长大的、成熟的基督徒。
His life.
他的生命。
Not only to serve God.
不仅仅是去服侍神。
But his life will bring glory to God.
但是他的生命可以把那个荣耀归给神。
How we thank our Lord.
我们何等的感谢我们的主。
This supernatural gospel.
这一个超自然的福音。
Not only for Paul.
不仅仅是为着保罗。
Is for all of us.
也是为着我们所有的人。
No matter what we were before we were saved.
无论我们在我们得救之前是什么样的人。
Thank God he saved us.
感谢神他救了我们。
And thank God he saved us through calling.
感谢神他是借着呼召来使我们得救的。
Thank God he revealed his son not only to us, but in us.
感谢主他不仅仅是向着我们启示他的儿子，他把他的儿子也启示在我们的里面。
Thank God he revealed his son Jesus Christ through us.
我们也感谢神他借着我们把他的儿子启示出来。
Such that glory will be unto God and God alone.
以至于荣耀可以归给神，而且只有归给神。
Shall we pray?
我们祷告。
Father, you know how inadequate our human words.
天父，你知道我们的人的话语是何等的不足。
And yet we thank you because we know we have our comforter.
但是我们谢谢你，因为我们有我们的安慰者。
保惠师。
哦，保惠师。
He will be able.To translate this feeble word into your word.
他可以把这一些不起眼的话语成为变成你的话语。
Please use it to bless your own people.
请把用这些来祝福你的子民。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We are glad that you listened to the program we edited, and we hope you may let your relatives and friends know the web address of Living in Jesus, www.livinginjesus.org, and invite them to listen too. May more people believe in Jesus.